Hi, Cody. Mike McIntyre from the Winnipeg Free Press. Just wanted to start. Where did you spend the last few months? Were you here in Winnipeg? Did you go back to Vegas? Were you at another destination?
I spent my time for the quarantine out in Kenora. Lay low out there. It was nice and quiet, and lots to do. So it was, like I said, it was quiet. I was back in the city a couple times to skate, maybe 3 weeks, a couple times a week, and now we're here.
Good stuff. How difficult, I guess, is it for a player who just weeks before the pandemic shuts everything down, gets traded to a new team? You obviously have a lot of new faces to get accustomed to, new systems, all that. And did you feel like you were, you know, getting into a comfort zone just kind of when this all came to a halt?
Yeah, it was definitely interesting. It was, kind of uncharted territories for everyone, but what was it, 8 games, I guess. Things were just kind of, the guys were rolling and started to get some good confidence, and, the wins were coming. So it was unfortunate that it, had to shut down like that, but we get a chance to get back and get after it again. So it was short. It was exciting. It was fast, and it was fun to be home.
And then just the last one from me, but yesterday Paul Maurice had some high praise for yourself. He compared you to another veteran player that unfortunately isn't going to be in the lineup for the Jets, in Brian Little. Said that there's a lot of similarities in demeanor and in style of play between yourself and Brian Little. I don't know if you've had much of a chance to meet Brian or spend any time with him here, but what does it mean to hear that sort of thing from the coach?
Well, that's the first I've heard of it, but that's pretty nice. He's from what I know of him, he's a good, real strong competitor. He's smart. He plays the game the right way. All ends of the ice. I've battled with him in the face-off circle for a number of years, and we've gone back and forth. And unfortunately, I haven't had any time to spend with him, just, kind of passing through the hallway. But, that's nice.
Thanks, Cody.
You could give us an assessment of your first 8 games or so playing the Jets and along with Patrick Laine. And then where do you feel the chemistry stands with your quote unquote new line mates?
It took one or two games to kind of get my legs under me. You got two guys on your wings, that can really fly and they're really creating offense, creating areas and pockets and speed and, just generating room all around the ice. So, and both lethal with the puck on their stick. So a couple games in, we started to find a bit of a rhythm. And, like I said, things were kind of progressing. The wins were coming, we were chipping in, and, we were having fun. So it's good to get back out with those guys and, get back on the ice and, try and pick up where we left off.
Is this an attractive way to play for you personally with these kinds of wingers?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Yeah. I think, like I said, these guys create so much space on the ice. Really from the defensive zone moving forward, just backing guys off and beating guys wide, shooting the puck, and it's fun to be a part of. It's like I said, it took a couple games, transition, learn the system, and then things kind of picked up, and like I said, we were chipping in, and they're fun guys to play with, so hopefully we can continue that at that.
Thanks, Cody.
Hi, Cody. It's Paul Friesen at the Winnipeg Sun. You obviously have lots of family and friends here still in Winnipeg, and we've done so well with this pandemic, but I'm wondering, as Sorry if there's some feedback there. Has the pandemic touched you at all personally, family, friends, or no?
There was a few kind of friends of friends that had it, but no one in the immediate family or relatives or anything like that.
How's everybody doing?
Everyone came out all right. You know, kind of let it pass, let it run its course, and no issues after that.
Was opting in an easy decision for you? And how concerned in general are you with the kind of risks of restarting?
I'm not concerned. You know, I think the systems they put in place, the protocols they've put in place are, you know, going to be the best there is. I think we're going to, you know.
What's the hockey going to look like that first round, do you think?
Well, it's going to be interesting for sure. It's going to be a little different, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's still the same game on the same sheet ice. So it's it'll be fun. It'll be fast. It'll be hard. It'll be competitive, and, you know, we're looking forward to it.
Ramping up that quickly to a playoff type intensity, how challenging is that?
Well, I think the good thing is with the exhibition game or two or however many it is, but I think leading up to it, we're gonna be ready. We're gonna have the skates already progressed, a little faster pace today, day two, and I don't think there's gonna be I don't think that it's going to look like we've missed a beat. I think we're going to be, everyone's ready. Everyone's stayed in shape. Everyone's been skating and working hard. And I'm sure the opposing team, you know, will be in the same situation. So, get ready for some good hockey.
Great. I don't see anyone's hand up, so I'll keep going with one more if it's okay. Mid-July, you were probably planning on having a new deal by now. Everything's, of course, turned upside down. What's the uncertainty like for you to deal with? Future.
Yeah, you know what, there's no sense, you know, really worrying about it. It's kind of a weird time for everyone, and us as hockey players is no different. So one day at a time, we're focusing on the now. We're focusing on the qualifying round here, and worry about the rest later. So
appreciate that.
Thanks.
Cody, Ken Weeb from Sportsnet.ca here. As someone who's been to the Stanley Cup Final, what role can experience play? I know obviously there's different circumstances, but what are some of the experiences that you can draw on?
I think just the effort level, the structure of the game is so tight. I think that the momentum can shift and the ice can tilt from one shift to the next. So it's just a matter of, sticking to your game, not getting flustered, not veering off the game plan, and, keeping it simple, really.
How about you, as a player who's going to be a pending free agent, what's it like to have labor peace with the extension?
Yeah, it's nice. Everyone wants to play hockey and everyone wants to be back. So, it was a great deal that both sides reached, a lot of hard work by a lot of people that got the job done. Just makes moving forward a little bit easier.
Thanks very much.
Cody Marat from The Athletic here. Just one quick one from me, kind of going back to your line mates. I feel like Patrick Laine is league-wide famous at this point, but maybe Nick Ehlers flies under the radar sometimes. So I'm wondering if, since coming over, if there are any surprises or unique things about his games that you learned that you didn't have from before.
You know what? I think just the speed, just the flat-out speed, and the ability to just beat guys all over the ice is something that I didn't really have a grasp for or didn't know kind of how dynamic he was. Obviously getting a chance to skate alongside him now, you can really see it from practice to games to everywhere in the middle. He's he's a heck of a player, a heck of a competitor, and he's fun to play with.
Right on, thank you.
Hi, Cody, Drew Mandel from Illegal Curve Hockey. with the training camp and in the situation as it currently is, how many practices do you think it's going to take for you guys to, you know, get your hands comfortable and then begin to shift your focus to the Flames as opposed to sort of just getting your legs and your hands underneath you again?
I think guys have done a good job of kind of, you know, for the most part, getting ice where they could before we got back. You know, doing that back home, working on their hands and shot and all that. I think that for the first few days, maybe week, it's about just kind of getting back familiar with, you know, the systematic play, and then, you know, after practice or before practice, work on the, you know, the creative stuff. But I don't think it'll take too long. I think, you know, give it a week and guys will be, you know, full steam and feeling good.